Let's go to Mark Mitchell Rasmussen. You've got a pretty explosive poll you're going to walk us through. And I want to tell the audience, you know, don't let your head blow up right now. Let Mark walk through the whole thing. Mark Mitchell from Rasmussen.
So we've been doing our best to continue our work to help the Republican Party on their path of self-discovery, let's just say. And I have three really important things that just came up in a recent question set. Phenomenal new Trump favorability numbers. What I think is a really heartwarming tale of public opinion redemption. But then this big one, which is Republican voters' complete distrust of DC politicians. So the question we asked is, how likely is it that Republican politicians in Washington, D.C. worked secretly with Democrats to keep Trump from being reelected in 2020? And we got a majority. 55% of all voters say it's at least somewhat likely. 28% say very likely. Only 15% say not at all likely. The Republican numbers, 67%, two-thirds of Republicans say it's at least somewhat likely that Republican politicians in D.C. colluded with Democrats to keep Trump out of the White House. 36% say very likely. 6% say not at all likely. Only 6%.
Hang on. You're saying for the whole country, including Democrats and independents, over half. I mean, a 55% number, folks should know, as we've talked about in the show, and polling is a landslide. You're saying that 55% of the people, of voters in the country, think that Republicans work with the Democrats to thwart Trump in 2020, and that two-thirds of Republican voters, sir?
Yeah. And more Democrats than independents, 51% of Democrats. Now, of course, a large chunk of those Democrats probably like that it happened, many of them. But 67% of Republicans voters think the politicians in D.C. colluded to keep Trump out of the White House. And Trump's very popular in the Republican Party. And so it's no wonder that Republicans have such a dim view of their leaders. And we've been covering that. I think we talked about it, about how Republican leaders have really low favorability ratings. Republican voters wanted new leaders and they didn't get it. But that's what brings me to this tale of redemption.